had any consequences for you? I imagine so.
Let me tell the story, because this is the funny part about Trans Lifeline. Let me tell the story of how we found out about them, because I think you'll like this. Originally, we had a thread on this guy called Phil, and Phil is not only transgender, in name only, he doesn't do anything to look like a woman. He just claims that he is. He also claims that he's Latino, but he's not. He's Italian. So he's this weird fucking bumbling guy that is really embedded in the trans community. And to get help in removing the content that we had on him, he contacted Trans Lifeline and Greta and Nina, who run it, and asked, can you do something? Well, their brilliant strategy to take down the Kiwi Farms was to collectively pull together about 5 people and send complaints to Cloudflare, which is a reverse proxy and DDoS protection layer, and complain, you got to take down this website. Well, Cloudflare says on their form that whatever you send them, they send to me. And so they sent in their names, their email addresses, their phone numbers, and their complaints all to Cloudflare, and that got sent directly to me. So as per protocol, I just reposted them verbatim in the last board on the forum, which is take this off the goddamn internet.
Yeah.
And that's our complaint forum. And their reaction to this was to take it up a notch. They used their Trans Lifeline money to fly from California to Florida, and they knocked on my door.
No shit. What did they do?
Well, it's funny because I'm living with family and we had just gotten home from dinner. So they staked out the house. And by the time I got there, I had to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom. And as soon as I sit down, the fucking door knocks. I'm thinking, that must be the FBI again.
You got to have that shitter gun. We've talked about this many times. You got to have a shotgun
my guns in the
shitter.
Other room. I'm completely defenseless right now. So I hurry up. I wash my hands. And by the time I'm washing my hands, the door slams. And I say, who was that? She said, it was the ugliest bull deck I've ever seen. And she says that you run a cyberbullying forum. And she wants me to, or wants you to know that you should take it down.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And I didn't know who it was until people started tagging me and this thread saying, these people are claiming they went to your house and you hid in your room. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, because you were just taking a shit.
Yeah, and I'm not afraid of people. If you want to come and talk about the forum in real life, whatever, send me an email and we can go out to dinner or something and have dinner over it. I'm not going to take it down probably, but I'm not going to be rude to people. So instead of just doing that and having a conversation, she decided to show up at random and intimidate me. And it's important to note that, even though Greta Gustava is a transgender person, she is former military and is probably over 6 feet tall. So I know what they were doing. They were going to show up and try to scare me. But I mean, it's just stupid. Like, what do you expect to happen? I'm definitely not going to take down the thread because you showed up. And they can pass that off because they work full time on this. Yeah. So they pay themselves salary from the money they make off Trans Lifeline. But then they can do something like Pensacola was the gayest city in the South and in the Bible Belt. So, they can justify it and say, we went to Pensacola, we paid for the trip with Trans Lifeline, and we wanted to meet with gay community leaders that are living there. And then afterwards, they post on Facebook about going to New Orleans and meeting people at bars and shit. So it's like, it's really fucking obvious what you're doing with this money.
Yeah. Well, what can somebody do to get off your list? This is the last thing I ever, if I'm ever on that thing, the one thing I want to avoid in life is to be on Kiwi Farms as one of these fucking lolcows.
Don't fuck up.
That's good advice.